News for Gamers, Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents...
BF4G Podcast!
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
We should have a cluck off.
That's terrible. Hey, man, shut the
cluck
up.
All right, welcome to another week News for Gamers Podcast Radio. This is a Memorial Day episode for May 26, 2008. In the studio, we have a very interesting cast. We are Sans the Con.
Man.
He is not here this week. We're imagining he overslept.
It feels very empty to me.
It does.
Without Gambus Con's presence.
No Gambus Con makes me... I am cry. I do.
Well, here's the thing.
The thing is... But with us in the studio, we have returning favorite, the Wombat 2.
What up?
Ryan Wombold.
Returning favorite. Nice. I like that.
How about returning guy that they probably really don't care all that much about?
You don't begawk.
I don't.
We are the least popular. Also with us, we have Justin the Killer Wolverine, Testa.
Yo.
You going to be a little louder?
Yo.
Okay, there you go.
Yo.
Say it like you mean it. Also with us, special guest as always from... Our theme song, Music Feast of the Dead, and of course, shameless plug of gaming-age.com, is Brian the Boogeyman Peterson.
Hungover.
Yes, we had a little fun drinking.
But I am here in spirit.
Yes.
Unlike Sleepyhead.
Like Sleepy Con.
Sleepy Con.
And also returning somebody you may not remember.
Oh, snap.
Because it's been a very long time since he's been on the show. We have Terrence Johnson, the Professor Chaos.
Adding some flavor.
I like some flavor. That's what I do. See, I listen to the podcast and I show up when it needs a little flavor. And it needed a little bit this week,
Show gets a little too white.
I got to come and darken it up a little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, Lord. So you're Gambus Khan's replacement, so you have a lot to live up to this week.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, man, I don't want to be his replacement. That is a lot to live up to.
This week, you have to fill his shoes.
This week, you have to talk about RPGs a lot.
And the thing is...
Well, here's the thing.
The thing is, I must say that you have to fill his shoes.
It's going to be tough.
I'll do my best.
So we're going to start off with...
You got some big-ass
actually, he can replace him easily in one format, though. Because, you know, like they say about, you know, Terrence, is he does have a big cock.
Took a turn from bad to worse. See you next week.
See you next week. We're getting out of here. We'll see y'all next. All right.
Like the shortest podcast ever.
We're going to get into some game fondling now. We're going to get away from the mat.
We're going to move away from the genitalia jokes.
So we'll start off with Killer Wolverine.
Oh, God. Let's see. Not a whole lot again.
Imagine that.
Well, shut up.
Man, this is going to be a boring-ass fondling section. I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, more Grand Theft Auto. Trying to progress the story. It's taken an eternity. But
taken an eternity.
It seems like it. Every time I do a mission, it's got to go around and kill people just for fun. Take out my anger. So that's my fault.
Anger? You?
No.
Really? Shocking. He's like the calmest person ever.
It's good, though, that he has an outlet to do it in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, and it's true. When I think he gets angry, he blacks out early because when he came in and he traded in a controller, what do you mean it's cracked? I don't remember throwing this one.
I honestly don't.
I thought this was a good one.
He's going to wake up one morning, and the Xbox is still going to be on. He's going to have blood all over his hands, and there's going to be a dead hooker next to him.
Like Indigo Prophecy.
Oh, spoiler alert.
No one's playing Indigo Prophecy.
That's true.
Would you see that played Indigo Prophecy by now?
Well, if you haven't played Indigo Prophecy, and you freaking haven't played the first, what, 2 minutes of the game where you kill somebody.
I mean, that's true. Yeah.
And all that's right. How my story ends. You hear that a lot, didn't you?
So what else?
Two wrong turns, and that's how my story ends.
I finally downloaded Ikaruga and played it harder than fuck.
Yeah, that should
that's
be
the
on
review.
The back of the box.
That's the review. It's a digital download. You can't put it on the back of the box.
Joe Wolverine from N4G Podcast Radio says, harder than fuck.
I don't remember it being that hard when I played the GameCube, because I remember the GameCube, I got to level 3.
That's because you could have infinite continues on the GameCube.
Could you?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
We may have probably not had a, we probably should have had a thing at the beginning with the not work friendly.
Well, the 63 episodes in, everybody already knows.
Yeah, if you don't know that we're not work friendly yet, I apologize.
You should play us over the PA.
If you get fired from your job because of M4G Podcast Radio, we apologize.
Played a little bit of the single player, got to level 2, can't beat the fucking boss. Played it online with you.
With me.
Got to level 3, couldn't beat the fucking boss. So it's good, hard.
Every now and then you just need a game that'll whip your ass, though.
Well, my game will
humbles you.
Whipple.
Yeah.
It'll whipple your ass. Never had my ass whippled.
I don't think I've ever had that either.
I don't, you know.
Yeah. A couple places downtown, you can get your ass whippled for a couple $100.
I heard about that place, actually.
Off of mine?
Yeah.
I think I'll just take the game, because the game is only $10, and it'll whipple my ass. So.
God damn it. Assault Heroes 2.
Assault Heroes 2.
Not single player, but we played it
co-op.
Like 3 hours in co-op.
3 hours and still not finished with the game.
Shit,
it's a pretty long game.
It's hard.
It's fun, too.
Well, we're playing on hard. There's a reason why the difficulty is called hard.
Oh, really? Shit.
News to him. You just enlightened him.
It's more fun than the first one, I think. It added
I don't
freeze
like the
ability.
I don't like the space part.
No, the space.
It's, they try to make like a Galaga.
Oh,
kind
yeah.
of game, and it just it doesn't work. No. You should have stayed in the car.
And you really don't know when you get hit out of your spaceship.
No, you don't know what's like. You're flying through there, and there's asteroids and enemies and stuff, and you can't tell what you can hit and what you can't. And then every now and then you'll just hit something, and you're like, shit, I didn't know I hit it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of frustrating, that level.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's the last level.
Oh, I'd imagine it is.
Because for 3 hours playing that game, my eyes started to hurt. Possibly bleed.
That's probably, you're not supposed to play a game that long.
That's a very good possibility. But I have more fun with it. And like I said, they added the freeze
power. Dig and freeze stuff.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. The bosses are just weird, big mechanical
monkeys. Gorillas and mechanical scorpions.
Yeah. Mechanical whale.
Mechanical
as
whale.
We discussed last week.
Yes, lots of mechanical animals.
There's a mechanical whale.
Yeah, there's an achievement boss. When you beat it, too. It's called Moby Dick.
Yep, Moby Dick.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Awesome game.
If you
awesome
played the
game.
First one, you'll love the second one.
Awesome.
Shit, if I play more console games, I think GTA was the only thing actually in the console, besides Rock Band. But download some new songs, so that's some points for the
it's
birthday.
Quintessential to play Rock Band.
I played the demo for a Penny Arcade.
The Rain Slick Precipice
did you
of
like
Darkness.
It?
For an RPG, I actually did enjoy
it. I haven't played it yet. I'm going to download it when I get home.
But is it worth $20?
Well,
see, you got to be a fan of it.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Penny Arcade. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's just $20 arcade game doesn't sit right with me for some reason.
There's a lot to do. A lot. And the demo is still.
I heard it's like 4 to 5 hours.
Really?
So,
yeah. Well,
yeah. I mean, that's still pretty good. You pay $60 for some 4 to 5 hour games. So.
But, it's got its problems. Like, each character you go up to says the exact same thing. Like, they have different things they say, but each character says them.
I was reading
hey,
some
mister,
of the achievements.
Water wrestle?
What do they say? What, the five voodoo?
Seen any sailors?
But it was fun for an RPG, and I hate RPGs.
I might have to pick it up because I saw that...
You're not allowed to sit in that chair and say that you hate RPGs.
Dude, you're sitting in the RPG chair. But no, I saw... I have a couple things to mention later. Somebody mentioned in the What You Want to Hear thread they'd like to hear, like, game deals. Mm. So I went out and found a couple. Nice. Target's got 1,600 points on sale this week for $15.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I may have to go buy me some points.
I might have to pick up...
That's what I get after discount.
Shut up.
That's right. Again.
You know who doesn't have a good deal going on?
Who?
I'm not going to mention it, but you know who I'm talking about because I sent you the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even bring that up. Yeah. I was going to say, you can get The Godfather for $19.99. That's about it.
Yep.
Other than that's crap. What else you playing, though?
Oh, jeez. I don't think I played...
Seriously, we've interrupted your fondling like 8 times.
Right.
I downloaded the Overlord demo on the PS3, didn't play it.
Well, I'm glad you told us about it.
It's solid work. What's downloading in your console?
What are you not playing this week?
Baseball. I didn't play baseball this week either.
All right. I was joking.
My bad. I think that's it.
So what's your future finally?
Oh, shit. What's this week?
Aren't you getting haze and...
I will Gamefly haze. I'm
an avatar so we can all whore 1,000 points out of it?
I'm going to whore that game around. To everyone who wants the 1,000 points.
You're actually going to waste a Gamefly envelope on Haze?
Wow. Yeah, I've been looking forward to Haze. I know all the reviews.
Man, my voice just cracked like a 13-year-old boy.
I know all the reviews are bad, but I still want to try it. It's better than buying $60 and hating the shit out of it.
I guess.
Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, that's what Gamefly is for.
Damn. So, I would like to play it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not spending $60 on it.
Yeah, I want
to
play it. It's gonna be...
I'm definitely going to rent it.
Reviews, man, I'm like...
like I said, basically, I was telling this to Terrence earlier, was, assistant played the demo, saw the reviews, like, you know what, I like the demo, so I'm going to get the game anyway.
Well, that was his problem right there, he liked the demo.
And then the very next day, he brings it back and goes, this is the biggest piece of shit I've ever played in my life. He goes, I don't know what they did from the point of the demo.
Man, I have a feeling that he never played Drake and the 99 Dragons.
I do, too.
Oh, my God.
Now that.
Oh.
That is an asshole of a disc.
Yes, steak. It is.
Hmm?
Steak.
Steak was pretty bad. It looked cool, too. It was terrible. You remember that game?
No.
Steak.
It was
on the Xbox.
Play. It was a big piece of shit, so...
Wow. Steak. Oh, yeah.
They like, look like Power Stone on the cover. Yeah. Was not Power Stone in the box.
I forgot about that game.
Not Power Stone. What is this?
Why did you remind me of that game?
He did. He brought it up. I thought he was asking if I wanted to go for steak.
I did, too. I was like, we won. Awesome.
So is there anything else you're looking forward to playing? Well, you picked up Flat Out.
I did. I picked up Flat Out. I want to play Flat Out. Going to play Conan. Picked up Bioshock.
That's another deal we should mention is Flat Out at Kmart, $14.99.
Yeah.
Really?
Find it. They only had one, and
He got the last one at the local Kmart. Yes.
So here's a question: when did this deal start? $14.99? Was it today?
Today.
Today. Oh, okay. So I say because today's the beginning.
Two-day sale, Memorial Day. Yeah. Target.
Have to go to Target. They'll probably sell out quick though.
Yeah. We'll have to run up there.
Yeah.
After the show.
Yeah.
Welcome to News for Gamers.
Welcome to News for Gamers. Target Advertisement Radio.
Right.
My Blockbuster had a Bioshock, $20.
$20?
$20.
Used.
But still, it's $20.
Used.
So I'll be playing Conan, Bioshock. What are the other ones I got that I haven't played still?
Kane and Lynch. Saints Row.
Did you buy all those cheap too?
Well, on my birthday. They were still pretty cheap. I don't know what you're going to, not you guys, but other people are selling them for. So,
You people. What?
What you mean, you people?
Don't act black.
I was actually talking about the situation that we saw. That Ken did. That was the greatest day of my life.
Yeah, I love hearing that story.
But. 7 of them turned around. You people! Boy, he was sweating bullets. Like, oh, shoot.
I'm glad I know one of them.
Let me get him out of this real quick. That was a good day. Seriously, though, what you been playing?
Well, I finished that up. I'm going on to what I want to play.
Well, there's really not a whole lot coming out this week. It's the following week where everything else...
Yeah,
we're all prepping up for the biggins.
Probably going to end up buying Ninja Gaiden, but... but I don't know yet.
Quit you don't know yet?
Well, it's
did you not see that picture?
You just bought fucking Kane and Lynch, and you're not going to buy a Ninja Gaiden?
I won't even go, I won't even go
one,
say that. But
for
yeah.
one, Kane and Lynch was cheaper. This is brand new. No money, so I have to... Metal
in his defense, he did get Kane and Lynch for free at the buy two, get one free.
You got a sugar mama, won't you make her butt?
She's already bought enough.
You gonna play fucking Conan?
He got a sugar mama.
I'm so confused as to this is the podcast or what.
I know. This is
welcome
like
to News for the Five Guys in This Room podcast radio.
Yeah. Got a sugar mama.
So I don't know.
Great.
I know each to their own opinion here. If I go around asking which one should I buy, you know, I hear Metal Gear, Ninja Gaiden, so I don't know which one I'm gonna buy.
You should not buy Metal Gear.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you.
So let's move on to the Boogeyman. What have you been playing? Let's try to get this train back on the track.
Yes, I'm done. You're done whether you want me or not.
I also have not really, although your fondling went on a lot longer than I thought.
Well, because
I started off
to
saying
to
I didn't play anything.
Right, I ain't played much. But
well, no, because you get every time I said something, all you motherfuckers are like,
I think that's about how we found it.
Man, this is getting crazy already, and it's early. Something about Terrence being in a room. Just,
it just doesn't.
See,
we have structure when you ain't around.
It's the mojo.
Oh, okay.
So what you been playing?
Oh, honestly, not a whole lot. I worked 7 days this past week, which really, really sucked. But when I did have free time, I did play, of course, more of the show. And oddly enough, my Cardinals have the same exact record as we do in real life.
Man, look
which
at
is
you.
Kind of crazy. Although the Reds are doing a lot better than they are in real life. So
no, yeah, that doesn't shock me.
actually, in second.
Nice.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Played some little bit of Grand Theft Auto. Really, I mean, the thing is, it seemed like I'd had a lot of gaming time, like enough time to play something, but I'd sit down in front of the TV and would rather like lay on the couch and just watch a movie. I was just wanting those funks this week, but I did play the Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit demo.
We talked about that last week,
yeah. I didn't hate it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it. I need somebody to play.
Yeah. I hope
he'll play
it
for a day and trade it in.
Hopefully I'll get it to review. Because, I mean, I didn't hate it, and I liked the way they integrated the cutscenes and the fighting in the same thing, in one streaming motion. I thought that was pretty interesting. So I'm shaking his head.
I swear to God, if I was playing Mortal Kombat and I punched him and all of a sudden he stopped and he goes, "What are you doing, Sub-Zero? Get over here!" I'd throw a fit. I would throw a fit. I don't want a cutscene in the middle of my battle.
You would love it.
No.
Anyway. Well, it just picks up the flavor of the show, though.
That's how the show like the show.
What do you know about a game? Let the man move on.
Like baseball, you don't go, "Well, that's stupid."
No, you've talked about the show for 6 months. I've said it's stupid enough. Although, did you notice that everybody got a lot quieter when he started talking baseball? I think three of us fell asleep.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Downloaded the... Well, there's another demo that came out. What was it?
I like football.
Oh, Haze.
Haze? Yeah. Hey, Haze.
I didn't hate the Haze demo. That just was a lot like Far Cry. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's what I said last week.
Far Cry.
Yeah,
it's only like Far Cry because the first level, the demo level, gives you in a jungle and you have superpowers.
Yeah,
that's why you think it's Far Cry.
Well, because you can see the enemies that are hiding.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you mean Far Cry on the Xbox? Because Far Cry was so much better on the PC.
No,
I'm going to kill you after
Far
this.
Cry. I know this. Far Cry either way was pretty awesome. Yeah,
Far Cry was
Cry.
A great game. Yeah. Unless you played it on the Wii. That Wii version was awful.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like
you played it on the
that.
Wii.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Bad game on the Wii. All right, I'll skip that part.
I like to forget about games on the Wii.
I don't. I played one
this
week.
Don't have Super and or
Mario
in
them.
The title.
Wow.
Or Zelda. Or Metroid.
Yeah.
You get Wii Fit?
No.
Does that shake
Although I do know somebody, actually. I heard a story the other day of someone whose mom was very, very excited that she was going to buy a Wii and Wii Fit. So she bought Wii Fit, thinking it was the console and everything. So she just had Wii Fit, just like hanging out there at her house and nothing to play it on. Couldn't figure out how to get it to attach to her TV because it's just the board.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what the Wii brings to the gaming world, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
The only good thing about the Wii is it makes my stock prices go up.
Nice.
Anyway.
There's some good stuff about the Wii.
I love
the Mario Kart. Yeah, Mario Kart's a good part about the Wii.
If it's made by Nintendo, it's great.
Which is Wii Fit. There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to punch Miyamoto right in the face for that idea.
I'm not.
Buy Wii Fit. Let us tell your kids you're fat.
Well, they are.
So what else you been playing?
Gently sidestep the issue.
Obviously, play more Rock Band. I think it's like, you know, whenever I have a little bit of free time, I, you know, divvy it up between the show and the Rock Band pretty much right now. Because with Grand Theft, I gotta find time to play it.
Right.
Because it's not one of those games you can just pick up for 30 or 40 minutes and go, oh, I'm satisfied.
Right.
Yeah, it takes you, you know, you really want to dig into it because, especially now that I'm on this point in a map where I gotta, you know, pick up somebody at one point in a map. But my safe house is way at the top of the map, so it's like takes me 15, 20 minutes just to get down to the bottom part, go through the toll booth, and that's if I'm not, if lucky enough not to like kill somebody on the way and have the cops chasing me.
Right. Now, you killed someone because you can't drive the car.
No.
Dude, don't start this shit again.
I drive in first person, and it's perfect. I'll say it again. It's perfect.
Do we really have to have this conversation again? Because it's going to turn into another
argument. I missed this conversation. Can we have it just so I can get it?
No, because it'll end up being the rest of the show.
Well, that's fine.
Do you think the driving is good as well?
I do, actually. Right. I can drive the car.
So it's three versus two now.
Yeah.
Well, Gambus isn't here. That would be three versus three.
Yep. That's true.
So.
Fuck.
Anyway, speaking of driving, Grid. Played the Grid demo.
Oh.
And unlike Zero, I'm really freaking geeking for it.
Not me.
I said, unlike Zero.
Oh, I thought you said like me. I'm like, no. I think it's good. I'm not like, woo! I'm not excited about it. I think I'm getting kind of bored of racing games.
Well,
I
think what the problem is I need a racing game because, you know, one of the racing games, I guess I will go back on my... Because
you traded in your demo?
I traded in my demo, yes. I traded in my demo. I'm a big man, I can admit it. Yeah, that was a big-ass demo. At least I got half of my money back on it. So... would have been great if you could upgrade your car, and because what's funny is like you could transfer some of your information over to the PS3 final version whenever it comes out. Well, that's great. If I can't upgrade my car, what the fuck's the point?
You can upgrade your car once you get the A license.
Yeah, but just for those cars. What about
I don't know. That kind of stuff doesn't really interest me anyway.
Oh man, that's my big draw to games like that is upgrading the car.
You probably love Gran Turismo and Forza. You know, that's really why I don't care much for him. I'd rather play flat out Project Gotham.
Grid was amazing to me, though. I mean, I love the stolen Burnout idea. Or was it Burnout? No, it was, what was that game?
What full idea?
Auto. Full Auto. The stolen.
Oh, the rewind replay. Yeah.
That's really really cool. And I like how it's limited as well. That way people don't take advantage of it.
I honestly believe every game should have that. The game that really needs it is Grand Theft Auto. Because there's sometimes shit happens, and I just want to see it again.
Yeah.
And to be able to save it to my hard drive and watch it later, that would be awesome.
That's pretty much it as far as what I played this week, because like I said, I didn't play a whole lot.
When does Grid come out, by the way?
Third.
Next week?
Yeah.
Day after Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah.
Or day
after. Another reason why I don't care.
It's going to be an expensive
week. Yeah, it is. Although, coming soon... Since Zero would never sell me his copy, I'm going to buy Lost Planet Extreme Editions, the...
Colonies.
Colony Wars.
No, not Colony Wars.
Colony
Edition, whatever the hell it is.
It's called Lost Planet Colonies.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I'll beat it again.
You beat it again, I'll be amazed.
Yeah, I'm going to beat it in first person.
That game was too hard in third person.
I think that's all. It's really coming out this coming week. Am I correct?
Lego, Indiana Jones, but
I think that's all it's really coming out this week. You know what? I'm not buying into the Lego thing because it's going to be just Lego Star
so
Wars.
So you don't buy into mindless fun? That's all right.
It's just the same game.
You're buying Lost Planet Colonies.
I know.
Well, I'm buying.
Jeez, right here.
I am buying Lost Planet Colonies. Because I traded mine in a long time ago, I just want to have it in my collection.
But it's the same game.
That's fine. It stopped me from buying Prey again. I'm not saying I'm buying Lost Colonies because it's a new adventure. I'm buying it just because I needed it and somebody went and sold me their copy of Lost Planet.
I couldn't help but I didn't want to part with my metal tin case.
Yeah, if you tease me for 4 weeks about it. Anyway, so that's my reason for buying Lost Planet. I mean, if I already owned it, I wouldn't be buying it. But since I don't own it, I figure, hell, why pay $24.99 for a used copy of the regular version when I can pay $5 more and get the...
I'd love that. I really wish they'd make all the stuff for it DLC, because I'm not going to
I wish I could transfer my save over.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. That sucks.
Because I guess there's some kind of like mode that you can...
unlock when you beat the game or something. Yeah, and it sucks you can't transfer your save. That's right, bullshit, but...
It wasn't that long of a game, so... Hard, but not that long. Yeah.
Still, I don't know if I'd want to play through those last few levels again. Yeah. That's some of the hardest shit I've ever done. That's ridiculous.
But of course, yeah, I'm looking forward to both Grid and Ninja Gaiden. My Ninja Gaiden geekness peaked when I saw the screenshot in Game Informer of the weird-looking Lord of the Rings monster.
Oh, the big giant
one?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. Of course, you know, I totally agree with Ken on this, is the fact that, yeah, I'll probably buy Ninja Gaiden, and it's going to kick the shit out of me.
It's going to whoop your ass. Yeah. Ain't no doubt about that. Although they do have the Acolyte difficulty now, so we'll see how easy that is.
I wonder if you have to wear a pink armband.
No, it's not this time, they said. Really? Yeah, he said that in an interview. They just did that for the other ones.
Right.
But this one, yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty... Oh, and well, of course, at the end of the month is... I'm actually... I think the only one in the room is going to get Guitar Hero on the DS, so...
Yeah. I don't have a DS, so...
What?
Kills that.
They have Guitar Hero on the DS?
Yeah, it looks kind of cool, too.
Comes with a little thing that plugs into it, and it's got the four buttons on it, and you strum the touchscreen.
Supposedly it works really well, too.
Okay.
So...
All right, cool. So we'll move on to the Wombat.
Yeah. You don't have any... Did you do your future finally?
We were just talking about Ninja Gaiden.
I didn't know if maybe he was just talking about that, or if that was his
I was going to talk about Whiskey, but I'm not going to.
Whiskey.
That's probably for the best. let's see. I didn't play much this week, to be honest. I played...
I love how everybody starts that, says that first, and then they talk for an hour.
I didn't play much.
Just this long list here. Let me start.
I played a little bit of GTA. I played some MLB The Show. And I played some Mario Kart again, just as every week. But
don't shake your head.
Other than that, I didn't really play a whole lot. So I spent 2 days on a whirlwind trip to New York City.
Yep.
Which gave me three undeniable truths that I've discovered. Number one is Yankee Stadium is awesome. Number two is New York traffic sucks a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And number three is that I fucking hate Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate Pennsylvania.
How many tolls did you have to hit?
Actually, zero.
Really?
Yeah, well, one. I'm sorry. I take that back. One. But you know why I fucking hate Pennsylvania? Because it's too goddamn long, and it's like Dynasty Warriors in Pennsylvania, because every fucking where you look, there's fog. Everywhere.
Fog and nothing.
Right.
Are there Chinese people in Pennsylvania?
Right. That's like Dynasty Warriors.
There are not. But,
so did you guys actually drive through New York City?
We drove through Pennsylvania, across the George Washington Bridge, and into the Bronx. And then when we got into the Bronx, we just drove straight into Yankee Stadium parking garage. All right. And then when we left, we were hoping that we could just, you know, swing a right and get back on 87 and be in good shape. And the police were directing us the completely wrong direction.
Nice.
So, yeah, we had to circle a couple blocks and so forth. It was fun, though. So... But, yeah, that's why not a whole lot of fondling this week, because of the whole trip, so.
So what are you looking forward to playing this week?
This week, Ninja Gaiden, obviously.
Well, it's not this week.
It's not this week, it's next week.
I guess it is, isn't it? It is a little older. So, this week, then, probably just more Grand Theft Auto and Mario Kart in the show. I got Ninja Gaiden Sigma, I have to play more of that, too.
Yeah.
I gotta play more than that, so.
All right, so we're going to move on to you. Are you going to start off by saying
no,
you didn't play?
No, because I'm not going to lie to these people. I played a lot of stuff, all right? I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to, you know. Sigma, did you play the regular Ninja Gaiden? Ninja Gaiden? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I beat Sigma, and it's so much easier compared to... I was pissed, actually. It was so easy. I was like, oh, my God.
It's because he didn't make it. That's why.
Well, yeah, I know.
Well, I better not say it. I'm going to say something derogatory to PlayStation owners.
Oh, man.
I'll just shut up.
I was going to take his headset off. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm on PlayStation. Let's see. I played some Grand Theft Auto. Good game. Trying to finish that.
You beat it?
Something that, yeah, I have not yet. I'm trying to.
How much percent are you
close.
To?
I don't know. I didn't look at the percentage. I'm well into missions on the third island, so I've opened up the city and everything.
Well, I heard you can beat it about 60%, and I'm about 30% in, so.
Yeah, I have to check my percentage. Played something that you all will probably never play, which is Age of Conan, that MMO, which is really good.
Everybody said it's really good.
Oh, my God.
I thought about playing it.
Yeah, I mean, it has its bugs and stuff because, you know, it just launched. They'll hammer that out, but it's really good.
Now, weren't they going to release that on the 360?
It's supposed
coming
to come to
next
the 360.
Year.
Next year.
Yeah, they split the teams up to where one is on updates, one is the 360, and then the other is like technical support. Kind
gotcha.
Of thing. So, yeah. Next year is supposed to be on 360. And hopefully I could transfer my character over because I'd rather play it on the console.
Is it
but it's
$15 a month?
Yes.
You have to have a hog of a PC to run it?
Yes. I had to build a computer so I could play it, and I built it basically for this game.
Wow.
But yeah, my computer is now, you know, incredibly awesome.
This is why I stopped playing PC games. So is.
I know. Like, well, me too, but this game, it's worth it. Like, it's so
see, that's
good.
Me in StarCraft 2. We'll have to wait and see.
See, and I hope that my computer can run
it
that, or else I may have to rebuild one for that, because I'm all about StarCraft 2. Been waiting years for that.
Yep.
See, Grand Theft Auto Age of Conan. Played the Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit demo. That's incredible. Played the Bourne Conspiracy demo. Y'all probably already talked about that, but yeah. I actually kind of dug it. I'm probably gonna pick
you,
that up.
Me and you, about the only two.
Oh, okay.
I
don't count. Ever.
I like the.
You said you didn't like.
I don't like the driving. The driving is what
you
really
driving.
Got me.
See, the driving part
you
was
like
I
driving
too short to really gauge it for real, because it was just like you go
serious?
Around a corner and then that's the end of the level, and you're like, all right.
Well, I had to
so
backtrack. I had to go. I went to the end and had to backtrack because to drive around for a little bit, and I drove around. And I kept bouncing off shit like pinball.
Dude, I didn't do all that. It was like really short for me.
Just awful.
I like the quick time stuff.
I love the first level through the embassy.
Yeah.
That was like the highlight of the demo.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to pick that up.
That's next week too, isn't it?
That's week.
Oh, it's this week.
It's this week.
Really? I thought it was a week in Ninja Gate and everything.
No, it's this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I thought it was the
27th. 28th, yeah.
28th.
What else have I been playing? I played that Precipice of Darkness, Rain Slick, longest title ever. Jesus Christ. And I think I am going to buy that. And I like however you make your character, like, he gets animated. Like, when you first start off to the cutscene, I was like, oh, snap! My dude has a little afro. Look at him!
There's a red jacket.
There's
a lot of fan service in that game.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Penny
Arcade. Yeah, I like Penny Arcade.
It's
a
fruit fucker.
How
many games? Four?
Three or four.
Three or four.
Every 4 months, I think?
Yeah.
Any game with fruit fucker in it gets a
bonus
star for me.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick that up. Ikaruga played that. Didn't buy it, but, you know, that's good. One thing I have played that's just so addicting is that Pac-Man Championship Edition.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was not going to buy it, and
dude,
I bought it.
That thing is
and I'm
sick.
Like, I'm going to play this in like 5 minutes, and I'm playing it, and I look up, and 2 hours went by. I was like, Jesus Christ, I got to go to work.
That game is awesome.
That's probably pretty much it that I've fondled. Future fondling, Ninja Gaiden, definitely. Y'all didn't say anything about the Hulk, but I'm getting the Hulk. That's
it looks
same
good.
Day as
it looks good. I'm just curious because it's a different developer this time.
Yeah.
I want to play it.
True.
Really
but
it
looks good.
It looks
and the 360
good.
Has the Red Hulk, which if you read comics, that's the new thing is who is the Red Hulk, which they haven't revealed yet. But
exclusive when you reserve it at GameStop.
Metal Gear, which is, yes. Hopefully I can nail down my PlayStation 3 with that. What else? What's that other game? That other game. I'm getting the Bourne Conspiracy. And the other one that somebody mentioned sitting here.
Grid.
No, he's not getting Grid.
No. God Racing Games. No. God, no. I'll probably buy Midnight Club, but not. No. That's probably just a black in me, though. Put some 26s. Some 26s on my 300, that I'll never be able to do in real life. I guess that's it. That's it for me.
All right, so I guess I'm the last one, and I'm probably the most boring of all because I think I've played everything everybody's already talked about.
Good work, Zero.
I do what I can.
It's a way to be the editor in chief.
All right.
It's been a very boring week for me. I mean, I haven't played much of anything. I'm still waiting on reviews from a lot of people.
Don't give me that look.
Oh, you know what? That comes out this week. Quake Wars.
Quake Wars does
that?
Come out this week.
You know, I'm not getting that because I played the demo on PC.
I'll have
it really
because
fun.
I I'll have it for review. So I don't know which system they'll send me, but I will have that. I played Assault Heroes 2. Love that. We already talked about that. I played the quintessential games this week. I had to play Rock Band.
Of course you
every
did.
Week. I got the achievement for Hall of Fame inductee.
Did you?
So finished Band World Tour. Finished it. All that's left is to go back and finish each city, which is worth 100 points, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. Mario Kart. As every week, Mario Kart.
Speaking of which, we must have fucked up somehow with the friend thing.
Yeah, because I don't see you on my list.
I still don't have you.
I added you, and I don't see you on there. So I don't know how
it works. One of us has our code wrong.
Yeah, we're going to have to check that. But did you send me your Mii or anything? Did you make sure that our Wii's are talking?
I didn't send you the Mii. Our Wii's are connected because the picture, like your little Mii picture.
Shows up?
Shows up.
Okay.
And it's different than the one I had in there for you.
Okay.
So.
All right. But yeah, I started the 100cc, which is bikes only.
Right.
It is a little bit harder.
Right.
I
mean, bikes.
They
got bikes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You haven't bought a Mario Kart yet?
No, I didn't buy it yet.
Man, it's awesome.
It is awesome.
Huh. I'm telling you.
We've been playing it. Both of us have been playing it since it came out, like at least every week.
Yeah.
We always play it. I mean, it's one of those games you can just pop in, 20 minutes, sit around, play, and then be done. It's just awesome.
And really, you know what's funny about it? I think I figured out the reason why it pulled me away from other games and none of the other Wii games did, and it's because of the online stuff. It's because the online's so much better in it.
The
like, you can download
really
ghosts, you can see rankings and all that stuff. It's so much better than the other
And you
Wii
can
games,
even do that without even having the game in it, because you can install it to your channels.
Right.
And you can go look at all the ghosts and leaderboards and stuff without ever booting the game up, which is awesome.
That's cool.
Not to interrupt your fondling, I just remembered one. Played SingStar for PS3.
Oh, did you?
And the only reason I want to bring this up, because there's finally a feature
to turn
this.
The vocals,
huh?
Turn
well, no, not just that. You can ask anybody who was pissed at the old SingStars because you sing along instead of turning off the vocals to be able to sing for your own voice. Yes, you can finally do that in PS3 version, and they also have a very Rock Band style store at $1.49 a piece, which is actually very feasible, and you get the videos and everything too. So
that's
you can download
cool.
like Billy Ocean's Caribbean Queen and watch the very cheesy video. Beautiful stuff. But the biggest thing. You can press your little icon button on the PlayStation controller and send messages in-game to people. Welcome to 1990. So, yes, Sony's finally figured out how to do that. So, hopefully they'll integrate that maybe in the next update.
I hope so, because it needs to be across every game. From what I hear, developers can add it into their game now, because apparently Time Shift had it.
Right.
But that was, like, the only game, and nobody bought Time Shift, so it didn't really matter.
Right.
But I just wanted to mention that just for the fact that you can actually have in-game chatting now, which because nothing more frustrating than sitting there playing the show.
And somebody sends
you
a message,
and you're like, all right, well, talk to you in an hour.
Happens to me all the time.
Oh, yeah, PlayStation 3 is terrible for that. I'll be playing a game, somebody will send me a message. I'm like, you really do realize that I can't reply to this,
right?
I can't even, like, pull up my laptop and log on to the website like I can on Xbox and send you the message. I can't do that either, so you're just going to have to wait.
Right. I hope this is not an emergency.
Somebody's
not about to check this.
I hope you're not sending me a PlayStation Network message to tell me you're dying and I need to call the hospital.
Because I can't check it right now.
I'm sorry.
I also played some Ikaruga. I am enjoying that. And then, of course, I played more GTA. I'm trying to get a 30-hour achievement. I'm 30% through, and I got 10 hours in. So,
what is a 30-hour achievement?
If you can beat the entire single-player game in under 30 hours.
Oh, I didn't even know that achievement existed.
Yep.
Wow.
All
right.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get that one. I'm basically skipping all this.
How many points is it?
I don't know. I just know it's there. I would like to get it on my first playthrough because I don't plan on playing it again.
It's got two endings.
I don't care.
Yeah, and I mean the different choices that you make during the game.
Yeah, but you know I don't care. The story didn't mean enough for me to care to play through it again. I mean it's good, but I'm not going to go. Oh, I need to know what happens if I kill this guy instead of this guy. Blah blah blah.
I don't think I've killed any of them. Like I've let them all go, but I'll just walk down the street and bump into somebody and they'll be like, "I'm pulling out my gun." Like I'm gonna pull out mine. Bam! I just kill them and walk away.
You know what I've discovered? Actually, they've got, you know, ATMs in the game now, and they never had before.
I didn't know that.
So, if you watch somebody walk up to an ATM and click the little thing or whatever, when they start walking away, if you kill them, you get more money.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Because they got money on them from the ATM.
Yeah. So you can just wait. You can just hang out next to an ATM. If you need money, you can just hang out next to it. Just like in real life. You can just hang out next to an ATM.
Do you hang out next to ATMs in real life?
I think he does.
I know I ain't going to the ATM when he's around no more.
He's like, I'll watch your back.
Wow.
No, I played that. I just did the, I know you've played it, but I just did the mission where you're in the abandoned hospital. Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard. That made me mad because I go in, I'm like, well, first I got to kill all these guys. You know, I'm like, that's all I got to do. I go in and get it, and then all of a sudden you hear, woo, and then the helicopter comes. I'm like, oh, shit.
That took me so many tries.
Oh my God.
That
thing's ridiculous. That mission's ridiculous. So, but yeah, I am enjoying it, and what I usually do is I'll put it in and I'll play it, and I'll get to a point where I get frustrated at it, and I'll turn it off. That's what I'll do. Because I was playing the other day, and I know this is going to bring up driving physics again. But I was doing a mission where I had to chase a guy down. Well, I'm chasing him through the city, blah, 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 following him around, blah, blah, blah. He goes down an alley. So I follow him down the alley. Apparently, he knocks something over in the alley, so I can't get through. So it's like, the alley's blocked. You must go back. So I start backing up. As soon as I start backing up, it's like, he got away. I got so mad. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to know where he's going to go? Like, really? It's retarded. I couldn't even get out of the alley before it said, he got away. I'm like, this is awesome. This is absolutely awesome. So, yeah, but I am playing that. I do love the game. Don't get me wrong. I'm having a ball with it. It's just, I still get frustrated, even though I've gotten used to the driving. There are still a lot of times I get frustrated with it, especially depending on the car that I have. Because if I have a really shitty truck...
Yeah, it drives like shit.
I'm mad. The only thing I like about the truck is I can ram like so many cars before it blows up.
Right.
That's the only thing I like about the truck. As far as it handles, it looks like one of those punching bags that you hit, and it just wobbles back and forth as you're driving. Like, kind of like how he runs, like he's skiing. He does.
I'm a hater.
Never mind, he just said that he loves the game. But that's fine. We'll move on.
Yeah. And the fact that I'm further than everybody in this room except for him.
Get off his balls. Just swing it like Donkey Kong. What you doing?
We all know about Donkey Kong, don't we? All right, but that wraps the Future Fondling. I'm picking up. I'm going to try to pick up Bourne this week, and I'm going to try to pick up the Penny Arcade. I didn't play it at all, so I didn't even play the demo. I didn't have time, so I think I might get the Penny Arcade game. I want to get Bourne. I want to get Lego Indiana Jones. That's what I want to play
this
week.
That's next week, though, ain't it?
No, Legos this week.
God dang it. All
so
right.
Confused.
Yeah, because the week after that is Ninja Gaiden and...
See, I thought all of that was coming out. Like, I thought I was going to have to buy Ninja Gaiden, Hulk,
you know what?
Lego
you might
Indiana,
be right about Lego and, Indiana Jones.
And Bourne.
You might it's be June right 3rd. About Lego. Yeah, it's June 3rd. Yeah.
Straight dated. I think it ships this week, but
yeah.
June 3rd, straight
dated. But the Bourne comes out this week, so I'm going to try to get that this week, so...
Yeah, I get that and use it for fodder for Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja
good stuff.
Gaiden. That pretty much wraps up what I'm doing. You know, I got 3 more weeks before I stop playing everything, so I can play Metal Gear.
So you can play
90-minute cutscene.
Oh, don't. Here we go. 90-minute cutscene that doesn't exist because you have a problem with the internet.
But you know what? Even if it did, I would be okay with that.
I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
I'd be like, well, make a sandwich.
I'd be like, I'm about to watch this shit.
Yep. I would watch it.
At least hope that there's really a 90-minute cutscene out there. At least give you some kind of warning. That way you can get like some popcorn.
Well, from what I understand, you can pause the cutscenes.
You can pause cutscenes.
Oh, thank God. That's good.
So you can pause them, and you can even skip them if you really want. So, but why would you do that?
Because I don't have time for no 90-minute cutscene.
Yeah, but that game is good. The story is awesome.
Oh, I imagine it is. I imagine it is.
The rumor was cutscenes anyway. The rumor was debunked anyway. And the guy said that the longest cutscene in the game that he remembers sitting through was the ending, and it was about an hour total once you go through everything.
Gotcha.
So, take that for what you will. But the ending to Metal Gear Solid 2 was 45 minutes, Metal Gear fans are kind of used to it.
Absolutely no sense.
Well, the ending to Metal Gear Solid, we won't talk about MGS 2.
No.
Only real fans need to play that game.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go into news.
You know what? If you play it all the way up until, like, the last 2 hours, it's
good. It's fine up until then, and then it starts getting retarded.
And then it starts getting just fucking stupid.
And then you run around naked and do cartwheels.
I was just about to say, he's like, how he's doing a cartwheel while cupping himself is beyond me. Like, I don't, whatever.
That made him kind of a badass to me, because I can't imagine anybody doing that.
That made him kind of a badass to him just because he wanted to see him naked.
See, you always got to go with that route.
He liked looking at his taint when he flipped upside down.
All right, on that note, we're going to go into the news.
This is our first taint mention of the podcast.
I call it the gooch myself. Anyway, it's news time.
He taint misbehaving.
It's howdy doody time. You don't have nothing?
I got nothing.
Dude, no bagok, no news guy. What the fuck is going on this week?
Is this really the N4G podcast?
I don't know.
We're disappointing fans nationwide.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents News Quickies, brought to you by Pennsylvania. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Alrighty then. That's terrible.
That's so true.
Those people in Pennsylvania just got pissed.
They're like, fuck you, Ohio. Yeah, we got nothing too.
First up.
The Heartland.
The Heartland. First up, after what, 6-7 months of rumors, BioShock is officially coming to the PlayStation 3 console this fall. Not the sequel. The first
original
one. And it will contain all the DLC from the Xbox version, faster loading times, better visuals, and two new weapons.
Nice.
Two new plasmid weapons. So
good.
So PS3 owners that didn't get a chance to play one of the greatest games of last year, and by far one of the best games on Xbox 360 and PC.
Still won't play it.
How true.
Wow.
How true.
I just hope it doesn't turn out to be like Sigma, where it comes out, it sells 20,000 copies, and nobody cares.
Right. Well, I'm just glad that people will get a chance to play it now if they want to.
Yeah. Now there's no excuse not to play this unless you only own a Wii, and then you're probably not a BioShock kind of person anyway.
Right.
Next up,
you probably don't even know what BioShock is.
True. Next up, Activision has officially announced Guitar Hero and its new title, World Tour. And they showed off the drums.
With the cymbals and everything.
Makes the Rock Band drums look a little gay, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Also rumored is the price has been, according to GameStop.com, who has a list price for it already, at $189.99.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I'm done with the guitar games.
$20 more than Rock Band's bundle. But you also have to take into consideration all the instruments are wireless. All of them. The drums, the guitar, the microphone, everything is wireless. But I got to say, the drums are badass.
They are badass.
They're pressure sensitive. There's five of them in the bass pedal, so you have six total drums. It just... Man. And apparently we're going to have Legends of Drums in the game. Did you watch the video?
Neil Peart?
Had Chad... What's his name from Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I don't know.
The drummer from The Police was in the video, apparently. He's promoting the game. And then everybody's favorite Mohawk sporting Travis Barker from Blink 182. And all three of those guys were doing mocap and stuff for the game. So, but I got to say, the screenshots I saw looks a lot better. It looks a lot better than those goofy characters from 3. Man, those characters from 3 creep me out.
I'm reserving judgment until I see the track list.
The track list is a big thing. I think the first four bands they said were definitely in were the Eagles, Van Halen, Sublime, and Linkin Park. So that's
that's a decent track list with the exception of Linkin Park.
And they said it's... They said that it's going to have the biggest out-of-box track set of any game, which is going to be over 80 songs, because there was like 70-something in Guitar Hero 3. All of them are masters. There are no covers.
Wow.
So that's huge. Plus, they're going to have a new structured DLC mode, which I imagine they're probably going to try to mimic Rock Band's, because Rock Band's is great once a week stuff, so that would be excellent. But right now, it sounds like it's shaping up to be... How many plastic instruments can you have in your house?
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
I do like
A.
the ideas too of the freestyling where you can
create your own music.
And
you can play your own freestyle stuff over the existing track.
Stop right in the middle of a song.
Yeah, and you just like all the freestyle stuff and the create your own tracks. I mean,
create your own album art. That's kind of cool too. And
this game sounds like it's going to be the one up from Rock Band.
Makes you wonder what Rock Band's going to do to one-up them.
Yeah, I heard they're just releasing a sequel with new modes And that's it. No new instruments.
We don't need new instruments. How very EA of them.
I know. I was very disappointed because I'm like, why even release a sequel?
Right.
Dude. Just keep doing DLC.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need new instruments. I mean, no. Are they going to do some bassoon? So you can play that in like a
bassoon? Like in a rock?
A saxophone? I don't know. Like,
guitar,
what else do you need to play?
You need cowbell. You need cowbell.
You need more cowbell.
Cowbell.
Christ!
And Christ. He also makes the band good.
He does.
What? I wonder if they do announce Rock Band 2 at E3, if Peter Moore's going to go back on stage and do his wonderful...
Playing on easy and missing notes?
I'm on my way!
Would you stop with the cowbell?
I was just going to say, like, has anyone noticed that he has not stopped?
Apparently, Gambus is like the one that holds us all thing together. Apparently, we're
he's
going ape shit crazy here.
They even have the follow-up news to that. The other add more instruments to your home announcement.
What?
Oh,
the
Konami thing.
Yeah. The Konami thing. We announced Konami's Rock Revolution last week.
Okay. Yeah.
The one with what?
Konami's doing a rhythm game, too, called Rock Revolution.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God.
Called We Want Money.
That's what it... For the love of
I
God.
I want to rock!
Rock! Too many freaking plastic instruments.
You're just jealous because you can't do anything like that. Like, play it. Basis.
That joke was bad.
It wasn't a joke. I'm stating the obvious. He can't play it. Man.
We're going
to get
murdered after this. Like,
I'm about to get thrown off the balcony.
That's what I pictured. Like, it was just like me flipping them over there. Like,
or you could say things. I can't play anything else either. So fuck. You know, come back. I don't know.
All right, we're moving on.
You can't play. Get on the mic. Is that what you want me to say? Man, you can't play. Get on the mic. How about that?
You know what? I don't think anybody can play. Get on the mic.
Yeah, you absolutely right.
That's the worst game I've ever played. All
right, moving on. Developer Epic has acquired a new company, and bet you never guess what it is. Chair.
They bought a chair? What happened?
So, wait, this passes as news now? Epic bought a new chair?
This is like a super chair.
Mark Crane would tell you it's news. Okay?
Yeah, it's true.
No, the developer chair is the guys that made Undertow.
Right.
And they made something else before that. I can't remember what it was, but it was a pretty substantial game. But, yeah, they now work for Epic Games, so I guess they'll be doing a new game for them.
That's pretty cool.
In other partnered-up news, Bethesda just partnered up with Splash Damage, the guys that made Quake Wars.
Right.
So Splash Damage is apparently going to be doing an MMO for them, or an online game of some sort, because that's what they do.
The Star Trek one that they bought the rights to?
Maybe.
Because I'd like that. I was excited for that.
Maybe a... MMO that has the words Elder Scrolls in it?
Really? Maybe. Do we need that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
I want that. I don't know if we need it. We're talking about video games here. Nobody really needs them.
True.
Can you say we called it every time?
We called it every time.
Kojima says. Metal Gear Solid is 4 is my last game.
4 is my last game.
And they said 2 was his last game.
He wants... to start working on 5.
He wants to start working on 5.
Could you stop repeating me?
Could you stop repeating it? No.
Apparently Kojima does want to do Metal Gear Solid 5, and he wants Kojima Productions to do it again. So once again, we won't believe Kojima is done making Metal Gear Solid until he just doesn't make one.
Until he dies.
Well, is it going to be Metal Gear Solid,
then,
or is
he'll
it going to be
like a Kurt Cobain? They'll
just
find
another
some
Metal,
like,
Gear.
Metal Gear ideas in his basement or something, and they'll be like, oh, here's some more Kojima ideas.
Kojima B-sides. That's what Ryan was.
Be like with Tupac, how every year since he died, there's
he's
another
got a new album.
Right.
With, we found these tracks in Tupac's basement.
We found them in a shoebox.
Tupac must
like
have had a big ass basement.
Right. That's what you hired 7 people off the street to write some music and slap Tupac's name on it.
All right. Next up. If you didn't buy Gears of War, you're very few people that didn't buy Gears of War.
I didn't buy it. That game was crap.
Or if you want some new content. Gears of War is actually going to be re-released with all the DLC at the $39.99 price point.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try and play it again.
Try?
You didn't beat it?
No.
He didn't
like really
it.
Like it all that much, to
was that
be honest.
Me and you that beat that?
Yeah.
It took forever to kill that. Oh, my God.
Like, it was... I like
that
the
was luck
style.
That we even won.
Because we both died before...
We thought the game glitched. We were like, oh, no!
Oh, wait, we did it! Yeah. Yes!
He shot a bullet, he shot us, like, oh, fuck, it froze. Oh, we, yeah, all right, cool.
What dabs?
I was not a huge fan of the first one, but I'm going to have to try and play it and beat it again in preparation for the second one.
The big thing you need to do is you need to play with somebody else.
Yeah.
That is huge. That makes the game so much better. Like, I don't think I've ever played through the first game by myself. I've always played it with somebody else, and that makes it so much more fun to play.
The multiplayer, even the deathmatch is fun. No one fucking talks about that. It's really fun.
He
just laughed at you.
it's one of the most played games on Xbox Live.
I like curb stomping people, whatever. It is fun. Well,
how's it not fun? Oh, suck a dick.
You're talking to the guy that doesn't like Halo.
True.
You're talking to the guy that would rather shake a tree than play Halo.
But there's a difference, though. Just because I don't like Halo doesn't mean I don't appreciate Halo.
Gotcha.
See, I think Halo is a very... I've always said this is a very well-made game. It's just too straightforward for me to enjoy. There's nothing special about it.
Special.
Gears? Fuck that game.
Hey, man, you hit him with his Animal Crossing. I didn't realize that. Shaking his trees.
All right, next up, news that is going to blow up the internets, which it already did.
No!
Xbox Live is not receiving a spring update.
Oh, yeah.
None whatsoever. You get no new features this year.
After all that we went through last week, none of it's coming true.
None of it's happening.
Next up, I don't understand this. The reason for digital download is what? Save shelf space, right?
Right.
Well, according to the Microsoft rep, any game that had a less than 6% conversion rate and scored less than 65% on Metacritic, which is another problem Metacritic proposes right here, is going to be delisted from Xbox Live Arcade. They're going to remove the game from the service.
So hurry up and get Yaris before it disappears.
Wait,
Yaris can't have a conversion rate. It was free.
Wait. So if I bought something...
That was still too much.
Do I get my money back?
You still get to keep the game. You won't be able to download
so
it.
What they're doing is they're forcing me to buy a bigger hard drive. Because I'll have to keep that on my hard drive. Because like, I delete a lot of my arcade games to free up hard drive space.
Oh, I see what he's saying.
So, and then just re-download
it. They haven't
said that people who have downloaded it can't still re-download it because you have that history
of
what you've downloaded. So you might still be able to get it from there. They haven't clarified what that means for people who... Because obviously I own every one of them. So, it's like if I lose my hard drive and these games are delisted, that's just wasted money that I don't have anymore. So, I'd imagine that they're going to make a way. Like, you can get Hexig again if you accidentally delete it by calling them.
Right.
But just imagine if they delist 25 games and I lose my hard drive, I got to call them and get 25 different codes to get my games back.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, they'll leave it in the history section. And another couple of people were saying online, this is a really good idea. If you don't want these on the service, put them in a new section called Bargain Bin. Lower the price and just sell them for pure profit.
Right.
I mean,
I bought a few games when they did the whole, hey, this Xbox Live title is only 400 points.
Yeah.
I've bought them because of that. So.
Exactly. So if you took all the games that are deemed terrible, put them in a list called Bargain Bin, and put them at like 200 points a piece, I guarantee you'd make a shitload of money off of them. You're going to make more money off of them than you will if you could get rid of them.
Yeah.
So, but
true
yeah.
that.
And then the last thing that they said, I guess, to compensate for no spring update, is they're going to fix the DRM issue to where you can play your games when you're not logged in.
Gotcha.
The people have to switch their systems out. So, that's what they say. I don't know. And then the last thing I picked up as we were going to record the newest EGM's Quarterman, we all know how reliable he is, has apparently uncovered some secrets inside the rare offices that Killer Instinct is in development. It's called Killer Instinct 3D.
Yeah. 3D stands for?
3D.
Death, Doom, and Destruction, I think is what it's called. They said expect Rare to deny this for a very long time.
Right.
But they said it's very early and very promising. So,
and new Killer Instinct. Tolerance has to change his underwear.
Right.
I do. Because... Is it finally going to come to fruition?
Let's see.
After all these years?
Monster combo.
I mean...
TJ combo.
It'll come out. I mean, even if they're not developing it right now and that dude is just, you know, lying, they'll make it eventually.
Yeah, but he's been very reliable.
Yeah, I know.
very reliable. So
yeah, I want to rip somebody's head off.
The thing about Quarterman is that he's never wrong. It's just sometimes the stuff he reports on doesn't happen because they cancel it.
Right.
I mean, that's really kind of how he works. So
yeah.
But I think I mentioned most of the deals that are going on this week. You can get Saints Row for $9.99.
Son of a
bitch. At Circuit City. God of War 2 for $9.99.
See, I would love that, but
oh,
I can't play it.
Snap,
because
son.
Your PS3 is not backwards compatible.
Mine will be.
I'm going to come to your apartment and take it.
Like we already mentioned, the 1600 point card of $14.99 at Target.
Thief.
Halo 3 is $39.99 at Target.
The Legendary Edition?
Stuntman Ignition is $9.99 at Circuit City.
Well, that's not bad.
So
is this all Circuit City?
No, I said Target a couple times.
I didn't. Wasn't
paying
attention.
Where's that God of War? Is that Circuit City?
God of War, Circuit City.
Snap,
for $9.99.
Son, I'm gonna have to go to Circuit City.
You have a
City PS2? Huh?
You have a PS2?
I have Gainers. You let me borrow it.
Oh, that's right.
To play Metal Gear.
Right. Sonic the Hedgehog for the Xbox 360 is $9.99.
Really? Yeah. You know what I might
Still
get?
Still not going to play it.
Still don't want to play it.
It's $10.
But I got a $9 and play.
Yeah, and I trust play. Whatever they say.
Wow.
You know what? Because
that was
they get
sarcasm.
I think because they've given out so many nines in the past, that's why they stopped giving scores, because it's kind of, everything's a nine now.
Right.
Yeah. I love
that's
everything.
That's their grading score.
No, they get their games delivered with an envelope of cash. They're like, make this one a nine.
All right, next up, I'm going to read off a couple of the. We made the post in the forum last week about create your own ridiculous
game story
with only five sentences. I'm going to read off some of the ones that were posted, and we'll see how funny they are. I haven't read any of these in advance, so I'm very interested. The first one comes from Mr. Kuwabara. He says, the stipulation was they had to create a ridiculous game story, and they could only use five sentences.
Right.
Five sentences or less. So here's his story.
That looks more than five sentences.
It's not. He says, MC Hammer keeps on destroying the whole entire planet with, you guessed it, his huge-ass hammer. For some strange, bizarre, yet unknown reason, he seems to have captured Rich Ashley's lover, male or female, depending on your choice in the game.
I think he means Rick Astley's lover.
He says Ridge. Okay, Rick Astley's lover, male or female, depending on your choices in the game. It's up to you, Rick Astley, with an incredible, dangerous task ahead of you to confront this evil menace and never give up from the forces of evil. Rick's mentor, Sir Mix-a-Lot, gives him the magical sword of Jennifer Lopez's buns. With it, he can capture MC Hammer and put him inside the magical sword of Jennifer Lopez's buns and lock him up for all eternity.
Well, my only question is, where did MC Hammer to get, you know, the funds for all that, trying to take over the world?
Oh!
This features two-player co-op. Your friend will play as... your friend will play as none other than Rick's sidekick, Steve Urkel.
Nice.
Or Steve Urk. Unless he forgot to leave out the L. All right, next one comes from PS360 Wii. You're an average Joe on a mission to save Super Rick, who has been captured by the evil brainchild Hugo. Your main weapon is the golden stapler, whose last owner was none other than Super Rick himself. While coming to terms with your new role and adventure, you must also walk down the path of your own inner demons and not measuring up to the one you are saving. Will you save him, or will you end up helping Hugo finish off the last great super?
It's funny
sounds
that he has,
like a Japanese game.
Well, no, and it's funny because he's got Bionic Commando as his avatar, and that's kind of like Bionic Commando. You were on a quest to save Super Joe. All
right, now this post by Douchebaggery.
Really?
Yeah. This post by Douchebaggery was my favorite because of the pictures.
Right.
In preparation for this year's E3, SNK Playmore and Nintendo of America have announced and released first screenshots of Akari Warriors Evolved. There's a picture of a guy with a bunch of Nintendo stuff on. He's got a power glove and two arms with Super Scope 6s on.
And three cartridges around his
three
neck.
Three cartridges around his neck. And then his partner with the power glove, the zapper, and the staff of NES pad.
Wow.
Oh. Ikari Warriors Evolved is scheduled for a Q4 2008 release on Wii and DS.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
Oh. Apparently Ice X2 wanted to put a double post up. A story of how Jesus and Santa saved the Earth from Galactus and Apocalypse.
One sentence. Look at that.
And then his daughter, we had to read this one for his daughter. His daughter made up a story. She's only 5 years old. hero, unicorn named Chocolate Rainbow. She is a tiny unicorn that is white, and she has sprinkles on her body with a heart and rainbow tattoos. She saves the world from the Dallas Stars. Yes, the hockey team.
Dude, that's the best one yet. Your five-year-old daughter wins the internet. That is hilarious.
Gambus Khan is.
I would buy that game.
Gambus Khan has written one, and since he's not here,
it's
should.
It's a goddamn
it
shame
him.
He couldn't show up here to read it for himself.
His story is: Orbulus the Great has come from the future to destroy all bananas. Mark Scotch will save the day using his vinyl record player to record the unknown speech of Orbulus. The world is under attack by the Orbulus army, led by the insane Captain Malavaratar. I can't read that. Mark Scotch uses his mind control to infiltrate the minds of the Armada by introducing religion and the deep philosophical teachings of Mr. Kalinalhander. Orbulus is destroyed by a wave of positive energy that transcends to a new level of self-expression, and Mark Scotch eats pizza.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Gotta love him.
All right, and then the last post says, well, to create the most ridiculous game story, I don't need five sentences, I just need five characters. M-A-R-I-O.
The shot at Mario. The gut shot to Mario.
Yeah, that was the gut shot to Mario. All right, now we're going to move on to questions. And apparently Maze 13 has been waiting like weeks for us to answer his question. He keeps sending me messages.
Sorry about that. We got a little backed up. We got plenty of time to answer questions
today.
Oh,
we got plenty of time to
answer
questions.
As long as I shut the fuck up and let you read it.
Exactly. First question comes from Maze 13. He says, hey guys, now that the PlayStation Day is finished, what did you think of the Mirror's Edge trailer that was shown?
Well, we kind of answered that last week.
Wait, which one is
he finally gets his question asked in the first
episode. No, I'm just saying.
We answered that
did,
last
but,
week.
Which one is Mirror's Edge?
That's the one.
The first person one with
the
chick with the chick
running
with
all this crazy stuff?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks bad. Really
completely awesome.
Yeah. I just hope it's not shallow.
Yeah.
I really hope there's a lot more to it. Than
the
just,
only,
I'm
sure. The only hitch I have in it is that the combat looked terrible.
Well,
so, here's hoping that...
But how early is it?
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like Breakdown.
Right.
I like Breakdown.
I like Breakdown, too.
I got bored real fast.
Yeah.
It was kind of neat for a little while, and then it was like...
Well, it kind of made me nauseous, too, doing the spin kick or whatever it was.
I don't enjoy being nauseous while I play games.
I don't either, but I didn't do the spin
That's
kick.
That's why I play games.
Really? So you can get vomity?
Yeah.
All right.
That's how you stay thin, huh?
Yeah.
Let's put this game in.
Wow, we're... Never mind.
All right, moving on. Next question comes from Silfo. When you answer the above question, be sure to mention that it's on the 360. Otherwise, the fanboys will be on your asses.
That
again.
Is true. It is on the 360 as well.
Actually, no. The only fanboys that get on our asses are the PS3 guys. So the fact that we said PS3 for that one, they're cool with it.
True.
Just putting that out there. Here's a new question for you. If learning Japanese was fast and easy but expensive, perhaps just taking a pill like Bart does in The Simpsons, would you?
Sure.
If it was, but it's expensive.
Well, that's true.
Would you pay to learn Japanese?
Yeah, probably. I'd like to learn some Japanese.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
We if it's don't like, use it.
If it's like $300,000, then probably no. But
if it's the
when would I use it?
$300,000? That
well,
you
just take a pill
a
and you learn.
Off.
You can do it.
Still, $300,000.
If the pill was $100, I'd do it.
$100?
$100. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for $100, I'd do it.
I'd learn some Japanese for $100. You never know when you might need it.
Yeah.
To watch.
What happens if the Japanese get a wild hair again and decide to take over the United States?
Great. Do you want to speak your language? No! What do you got?
All right. And on a similar note, if you could understand Japanese, would you, or have you anyway, ever looked into those Japanese games with sexually questionable content?
Huh?
You know the ones I mean. However, I can't imagine ZTGD reviewing any of them.
No.
You know, I've never seen one. How about you? No?
No, I'm trying to think.
They can't hear you shake your head.
No, I guess they can't. No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No. I guess we're not all...
Perverts?
Well, there's that, yeah.
Anime perverts, I guess, is the word you'd be looking for.
So we're perverts, just not anime perverts.
Yeah, that's what you just called us. Thanks.
What? I included myself in this. I'm not segregating. Come on.
So domo ergato for the question. I took the pill.
You took the pill.
You took the pill.
All right.
And we'll read this next question in Japanese then. He said, this is from Maze, again. He says, hey, guys, this is my third question. Hopefully you answer at least one of the three I've
We'll answer all three of them.
Here it goes. I'm taking it to the extreme with this one. If you knew you had one day left to live in this earth, what game would you play for the last time and why? And what coming soon game would you have loved to play before you died?
Figure I'd probably play that game where I visit all my family members.
I was going to say, I put the real life game? I would play like, you know, dip the donkey into some hot female before. I wouldn't be thinking about video games.
I like that game. Okay.
Completely cancel all this out. You get to do whatever else you want, but you get to play one game.
That's better.
You get to play one game. It's your last day on Earth. What game are you going to play all day? And what game would you have wanted to play before you died? Jeez. Mine's easy. MGS4 would be the game I wanted to play before. If it was today.
Yeah, that would be what I wanted to play.
You will die waiting on that game. If there was one game that I could play the last
day. Duke Nukem Forever would be the game I would want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't hear you there.
Yeah, well, you just might get your chance.
He was in the same tone and everything.
The game I would miss playing is MGS4. The game that I would play all day, probably StarCraft.
I hate you, because that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I'd probably spend a day playing StarCraft.
It's StarCraft, man. I could spend all day playing that.
Wow.
I played G.I. Joe on the 8-bit Nintendo.
Nice. There you go.
Do you want to die unhappy?
Oh, G.I. Like Joe on the 8-bit.
So good.
I'd probably play either Mega Man 2 or Street Fighter 2.
That was good.
And as far as games that I'd be disappointed that I wouldn't get to play, I don't know.
It's got to be something coming out that you would want to play that you, if you died today.
Champions Online looks pretty cool. Star Wars: The Force Unleashed.
There you go.
That's the there. There awesome. You go.
Awesome. Where's my demo?
Crazy Taxi, definitely for me.
To play it,
because I can actually play that in a day, and not go, man, I wish I had a little more time on Earth. I can't finish it.
I can't finish it.
It's something you can play in short spurts, and of course, like I already said, Shenmue 3, because it will get made one day, and if I have to fucking make it myself.
He's gonna make a little stick figure. Woo-doo. So, what about you? You can play only one game.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I really don't know.
One game, and then you gotta die.
Well,
this is now a reality for you.
I would say Grand Theft Auto 4.
After all the hate he gives, and you're
I don't
call
hate
him a hater.
The game. I hate the fucking driving.
Yeah. You see this?
I would play it, but I
was defending him, and he jumped my shit.
I never said I hated the game. You said I hated the game.
I said
shut up.
You accused him of hating the game. I was looking at you.
I didn't say that he hated the game. I called him a hater.
Yeah.
That's different.
Because I hate the driving.
Yes.
Anyway, this isn't a debate. I want to fuck you.
What game would you miss?
Gears of War 2.
Gears of War 2? Alright, there you go.
Can I choose another one, too?
No.
What if I already picked Gears of War 2?
Pick your mom. God, I'll miss her the most.
Next question comes from...
There's the first Yo Mama joke of the podcast.
Right.
Burke 7.
Birdie.
Burks.
Birdie. I'm just a birdie, too.
Tiger.
I've just returned from a week's vacation holiday. I had a very good time. However, I have to admit, I did miss the consoles back here at the base. And you guess my first thing I was doing when I got back home was catching up on missed game time. Also catching up on podcasts. Damn things, and I was only after 1 week.
No, he missed us.
He missed this.
Thank you.
My question is, you guys seem like you have consoles, games more at the forefront than I... with what the site and weekly podcast, what is the longest you have gone without playing games, portables not included, and does it affect you guys, or can you take it or leave it?
Oh, my God, I can answer this, because my 360 got stolen. It was 2 months, and I was like, oh, God, I need something, please.
He was really pissy at work, and he's like, motherfucker.
I was jonesing. Yeah,
I can't even remember. The longest time I went without playing games, it was probably a couple weeks. A couple weeks, I think, is the max that I've went without playing a game. And you know, honestly, the time I was out, it didn't bother me. But when I got back to it, I was real excited to play something again.
Right.
But it's when I was doing what I was doing, I wasn't fiending, I guess.
Mine probably, because I got out of the video game phase a few years back. So I'd say a couple years.
Jeez, oh Pete.
Jesus.
So, but I missed it.
You're kicked off the podcast.
I probably would have robbed somebody for a year. Like, some little kid. Give me your DS. Yeah,
I wasn't hurting for it, but I missed it. But
mine was pretty much close to the year at the end of the Xbox life cycle, waiting on the next system to come out.
Well, mine was before the next gen.
Because the only thing they ever released on PS2 after that was... RPGs.
Kingdom Hearts was like the big game after the Xbox kind of faded out before 360 came out.
Battlefront 2. Go ahead.
I think I went, probably a couple weeks is the most.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's basically a summer.
And yeah, it kind of sucked, but.
It sucks. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
But I wasn't like.
I wasn't fiending.
Yeah, after a week or so, I wasn't fiending. Now, if I'd had to wait a couple months.
Months, I'd have killed myself.
I'd have probably been a little.
Of course, if I only owned a Wii, I'd be saying, you know, when's the last time I actually got the. All right.
Another shot at the Wii.
Next question is a Wii question.
There you go.
It comes from Mega Dranix. He says, I'm finally getting a Wii for myself. Sorry. Aside from Wii Play, WarioWare, Mario Galaxy, Super Smash Bros., and Mario Kart, what other games would you suggest me to get? I like different genres, so any suggestion is welcome. Well, first off, don't
Twilight
buy a Wii
Princess?
Play.
Yeah. Zelda and...
Zelda, Metroid. Boom Blocks.
There you go.
Boom Blocks is...
Steven Spielberg's game. Didn't he produce that game or whatever?
Deck of Sports.
Honestly, I'm trying to think.
I think you pretty much covered them all.
I mean, those are the really...
Trauma Center's good, isn't it?
Trauma Center's good. Trauma Center. Unless you played it for the DS, then it's the same thing.
Don't buy Call of Duty 3.
Well, that's kind of the rule of thumb on Wii. If it's on another system, don't buy it on the Wii, I guess. I mean, there's exceptions to that, but for the most part, that's the way it goes.
You should pick up Rock Band for it. That'll be interesting.
With no DLC? If you don't have the other systems.
If you don't have the... Oh, but he's got a PlayStation 3, so I imagine if he wanted Guitar Hero, he'd already had it.
Yeah, especially with DLC and stuff. I'm trying to think if there's any other big Wii games that... Like, myself, personally, he named, like, all I own besides Metroid and Zelda.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
I say...
I only own Galaxy, Smash Brothers, and Mario Kart.
I say sell the bitch on eBay and use the money towards PlayStation 3 games, but that's just me.
It's because you have not started in the Mario Kart love. You have no idea. All right, Frustrated Fury is the next question we have. He says, I got a quick question. I know that Sony will be releasing an 80-gig PS3 that comes with Metal Gear 4. That PS3 will be backwards compatible. I've heard from other people that Sony will continue to produce the 80-gigabyte backwards compatible PS3 even after Metal Gear bundles are gone. Is this true? I really want to find out because I really want a PS3, but I want one that's backwards compatible. There's a lot of PS2 games that I really want to play and don't feel like dumping out $120 on a used PS2 to play them.
Well, 80 gigs are only 75% backward compatible, so there may be some of those games that you're itching to play that may not work. B, no, Metal Gear 80 gig is it. Sony doesn't love you. I actually brought that question up to the Sony reps. They said that 80 gigs is another limited deal, and they're going to stop producing it again. So.
Gotta love it. Why can't they just make a system with backwards compatibility? I don't understand.
They're trying to save you money. I'll tell you what, though, but you know, honestly... Just get the Metal Gear bundle. You're getting $105 worth of stuff.
Yep.
In that for the same price that you technically would, you know, pay for the 40 gig, because you're getting for $4.99 you're getting Metal Gear Solid, which is going to be, you know, a showcase game for all your friends who don't have it, and you can go, ha, look at this. You're still on the Wii.
Jesus.
Your Wii can't do it. Look at this.
But the thing is, if you wait and don't get the Metal Gear bundle. Hoping that Sony will love you and get you an 80 gig on its own. You also got to remember that you also get the DualShock controller and the Metal Gear bundle as well.
Metal Gear!
Which is $54 on
its own.
Didn't
know that, and that's awesome.
Yeah, $54 on its own. And if you got the 40 gig, you don't get the DualShock controller. So, if you want to rumble.
Don't rumble on me. That DualShock 3 is awesome. Do you have one?
It just shakes. That's
you should.
It, right?
You don't know what it's like. When you go from
Cooks
one to
dinner.
The other.
You don't
yeah, that's what I'm saying, because he's like, it's awesome. Like, it does something. Like, it transforms into a waiter or something. I don't know.
Much of an assassination.
What?
quite the one for Metal Gear if they're saying, if it's as much of a necessity as they're saying it is.
Hey, all I know is that I've had a lot more. I missed Rumble when it wasn't in the 6-axis. I really did. And now that it's in there, I love it. I mean, it's great.
You just like putting it on your wiener.
I do. I do.
Wow.
He also says, P.S. Gambus, security guards, fuck the world.
For the win.
For the win. Fuck the world. Whichever one you want. I've got my... You internet lingo jackass. I've got my fake badge with Allied Barton Security. I know I'm a sad individual. Keep up the great work. Also, if you guys want to run your shows longer, that's fine by me. You guys keep me from killing myself at work.
Nice. Well, I'm glad that
anything we can do to help, pal.
I'm glad that we can perform that service for
right,
you.
Right. Like, sheesh.
All right. Are you, Josh, and want to know, what do you guys make of the 360 Wiimote?
Hey. You know what? I actually haven't read or anything on this. I saw that it supposedly exists, and I was like, huh. Interesting.
I've already made this. It's going to launch with Banjo. Watch. Guarantee you.
I could see that.
It all depends on the games it has and how well it uses them.
Yeah. And how much it is.
If I can get a version of like Wii Tennis or Wii Boxing with much better graphics on my 360, I'm cool with that.
I really don't see, like, I've said this a million times before, I don't see a problem with copying.
No.
I think Sony and Nintendo should copy Xbox Live.
Yeah, agreed.
I think that Banjo-Kazooie with its little Big Planet features was brilliant, because it's copying something that's really established. I wish that companies would do this more often.
You know, I think Activision should copy Rock Band. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't understand why motion control is such a big deal. It's not.
It depends. I
can care less. Yay!
It depends on the game. It depends on the game. Like in Folklore, you know it's awesome.
Yeah.
In Folklore, just because it's so subtle.
Yeah, I played that demo. It's like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine how awesome Ghostbusters would be if you could do that.
Yeah.
I would care more if it was perfected. There's my problem. Like, there's a PC motion control, as I'm holding up quotes for people who can't see me. It's a prototype right now where they're like showing off this boxing game, and it's basically like an iToy kind of a thing, but a lot more technological, basically kind of like they use in like Minority Report and stuff like that. If it was that accurate and that precise, I mean, he's sitting there boxing and it's like perfect, spot on. It looked awesome. That would be cool, but right now it's honestly, if anybody can do it better than a Wii, that'd be better. Just for the fact that sensor bar just really isn't all that precise.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's.
I like the 6-axis idea better because it's not having to calibrate with something that's on your TV. It's actually using the by the range of motion of the controller itself. So.
Well, I like the 6-axis. I've always said that I like the 6-axis better than I liked the Wii because right. It was just, it's not. Except for games that try to use it fully.
Right. Now, the Wiimote, when it's like with Mario Kart, when it's using the gyroscope thingy.
Yeah.
The Wario twisted thing that's inside
Wario
of there.
Twisted, yeah.
That's a good idea, but they need to get away from the whole pointing at the screen thing, because that just doesn't work. So.
I don't care.
Man, they said that for 20 minutes.
I don't care. Welcome to Killer Wolverine's contribution to the podcast.
I don't care. The next question from Don't Panic, I think we already covered. He asked if we downloaded the Bourne demo and what are your thoughts about the quite possibly the worst implementation of QuickTime events in a game. It's funny because that was like all of our favorite aspects.
We unfortunately disagree. Yeah. I dig it.
All right, next question comes from Clance. Says, hello, thanks for answering my questions last week. Just for the record, my GTA driving question was written the day it came out, so I wasn't being behind the times with that one, and lots has changed with Michelle since. Two questions. Edited. Took away where the fuck is pod cue? That was rude. for Gambas, well...
We can answer for him. What the hell is confined space rescue? It's rescuing people out of very tight spaces. Like if somebody falls into a vent or a well or like a sewer grate or something.
Hey, get this, man.
Or if they're trapped under something. That's confined space rescue.
There you go.
It's learning how to rescue them from under there.
His next question is, if you could be one game character, who would it be and why? I'd be Mega Man, bitch.
Meh.
Why? Because after I beat your ass, I could steal all your powers.
Why don't you just be the Highlander?
Because
oh my god, that game is coming out and it looks good.
So because I don't want long hair.
I am immortal. Oh, he just busted out the theme song. Sorry. The show.
Am I the only one that's going to answer this
question? He was thinking Highlander, dude. I'm like, wow.
You're over there
Kane
mesmerized.
From Legacy of Kane.
You want to be Kane? You want to be a vampire?
Yeah.
Dude, Kane's pimped.
Just because he was a badass.
Yeah, Kane is, yeah.
Mega Man's a badass.
That's true. But
that would be.
Mine should be obvious. I mean, come on.
What, the guy
you
from
gonna
the
use
world
Wolverine?
Ends with you?
Dick! Yes. Yep.
Come on now. Make
he's
it a
really
real video
a,
game.
He's not a
real
video game.
Video game character.
Fucking Solid Snake.
Why would you be Solid Snake?
Because he's the ultimate badass.
Nigga, do you even play Metal Gear Solid?
Yes!
No. I just look at his poster. Right? I want to be him. Just looking at the poster.
You
want to
be old?
His old-ass mullet with Tom Selleck mustache just makes me want to fucking blow him.
Don't hate on his mustache. Wow! Okay, you can have Solid State, dude. That's what? All you. All
right. No, I think he's see you guys. I'm out of here.
He's bad. I think he's badass. Just this
wow.
I don't know. I like him.
You want to talk
I like
about
Metal Gear? I don't like it as
box.
Much as I don't like him as much as you know you.
I trust
like
if you want to blow him, you really like him a lot.
Right?
More than I, do.
I don't like him,
I don't
that,
like
much.
Him that much.
Killer Wolverine from N4G Podcast says his old ass mullet and Tom Selleck mustache makes me want to blow him.
I'll be the same video game character I play year after year. Greatest shortstop in St. Louis Cardinals history, Brian Peterson.
Brian?
I thought you were going to be Rio Hazuki with your bomber jacket.
Oh, you seen any sailors? I want to blow them if they've got a Tom Selleck mustache and old ass mullet. You're never living that down.
Oh, shit.
We're moving on.
Oh, wow.
This is just getting out of hand. Did you have one you wanted to throw in there?
Top of my head.
Hayabusa.
Hayabusa. Yeah.
See, I knew he was going to say that.
Oh, nice.
Hayabusa is the man.
All right, the next question comes from Silvanos. With Shenmue 1 and 2 Wii remakes, or Wii makes, rumored to be on the way, what do you guys think the chances of getting a third one to finish the damn story?
We won't get it.
I'd love to, but
if Brian has anything to say about it,
he'll make
will.
The stick figure version.
Yeah.
I'll help him.
And it'd just be a bunch of guys
really,
running around asking about
Wii. Actually, now that they've released the now that they're going to release the first two on the Wii, I am much more optimistic
rumored, though,
about.
It's very rumored, but
well,
the Wii is the Dreamcast.
It is
right.
Nice. Crazy so, Taxi's coming next year along with Jet Set Radio.
I
with his eyes rolling.
The chances of it actually happening will be the same chances of it actually going to happen, which is slim to none, just for the fact that only me and like a handful of other people actually like the series or bought it.
And most of them are in this room.
So even if they release Shenmue 1 and 2 on the Wii, no matter how blind the people are who buy Wii games, they won't buy Shenmue 1 and 2 because it's not a party game. So, so it won't sell like it never sold before, and they will never make a third one. But you know what? If I don't hear anything from Yu Suzuki in the next year, my next album I'm going to release a freaking – I'm going to finish the story myself in music form.
Speaking
the Shenmue rock opera.
Speaking of rumored Dreamcast games on the Wii, the rumor was that Skies of Arcadia 2 would be a Wii exclusive.
That didn't sell either.
But that game was good.
It was. That's my favorite RPG ever.
Nothing
yeah, that's
game
true.
Castle.
Dude, those airship battles were crazy.
I'm just going to wait on the PS2, man.
All right. Next question comes from R.U. Joshin. Again, so what's your number one favorite Xbox Live and PSN game? I might have asked this before, but new games keep coming, so you know. I know ZT owns all of them, so this is a valuable answer from him. And rest assured, Gambus will blow our mind. No, he won't. He ain't here. And the Wombat will probably find a way to bring the conversation to an uncomfortable place.
That was Killer Wolverine's job this week.
Wow, that dude like totally knows y'all. Like he, wow, that's awesome.
You know what's scary is my favorite Xbox Live Arcade game is probably Mini Golf.
I love Mini
that
Golf.
Is pretty
I have
scary.
Played that a lot.
I hate
that's the
that
only
space
one that
hole,
I've beaten.
Where you have to like jump, hit the ball to the planet over the across the way.
Yeah. I absolutely love
the new course
golf.
For download was hard.
Yeah, the new really course was one. Awesome. I love the new course. Yeah. That's probably the one that I've played the most, honestly, is that. Also, Pac-Man Championship Edition gets a mention just because it's so freaking awesome. And I love the Assault Heroes, both of them.
Yeah.
So
I would have to go with Assault Heroes, Golf, and Ikaruga.
PSN. PSN. He wants PSN, too. I have to say Echo Chrome and Pain.
Yep.
I love
those
Pain.
Are mine, too. Yep, Pain.
Well, the only one I ever exactly owned was Pain, and yeah, that was fun.
Thank you for downloading that, by the way, so I have it for free.
Hey, no problem. You digging that Tekken? You like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I am, actually. Good. Yeah, thank you for that. I thought you had Mortal Kombat on there, too.
No, just that Tekken.
Look who showed up.
Oh, my God, the Gambus Khan just walked in the room.
He just walked in the room.
Holy shit. 1 hour and 28 minutes into the podcast, Gambus Khan finally decides to show up.
I thought you were dead.
I know. I showed up. Where were you? How about that?
You know, this is really not a good time to be doing this.
Yo, we have to cut that out, dude. Seriously.
So, anyways.
Say hello to all the folks.
Hello.
Hello, Gambus. So, my favorite Xbox Live Arcade game is either Street Fighter 2 or Texas Hold'em. And, my favorite PSN game is Pixel Junk Monsters.
Nice.
Castlevania, my favorite.
Track and Field Geometry.
For both of them? It's on both.
I could just say that. Yes, let's go with that. For both of them.
Track and Field and Geometry Wars.
I played the hell out of Track and Field.
He did play the hell out of Track and Field.
And Echo Chrome.
Oh, you know what else? Worms on Xbox Live.
Yeah, Worms is awesome. All right, next up. When you write a game review, what are you thinking about?
I'm not allowed to review things anymore.
You were supposed to review something this week.
Well, Hayes, I got a game flight, so it'll be here next week. So.
What do you think about when you review a game?
I think depends on the game.
Yeah.
If I'm reviewing games like Target Terror, I'm going, God, how many paragraphs do I really have to make this be? but no, the thing is, I easiest way I can say the way I write reviews is I think of it as telling somebody what I think of a game and verbating it in a Word document. I mean, basically. So, I mean, that's why my MLB The Show reviews every year are ridiculously long because, you know, much like the game, I can't stop talking about it.
Right.
So I basically point all its, you know, pluses and minuses and go down the whole shebang of how good the game is. And then if I'm reviewing games like, well, Target Terror, We Ski, I'm trying to get it over with as quickly as possible.
I usually, if I write them, I just have, like, the checklist in my head of what I need to talk about. I usually try and talk about the graphics, the sound, the gameplay, the different little sections that everybody wants to know about.
When I write a review, I don't have, like, a set, like, what I want to talk about. Like, I don't think graphics and sound. Like, graphics always comes towards the end for me. What I usually want to talk about is I want to talk about the things in the game that stood out to me, either good or bad. That's really what I think about when I'm writing. I'm like, okay, this game looked really good, but it kind of played like shit, you know? Those are the two things I like to talk about. And I always start off with an opening paragraph just talking about the game, and I finish it off with a kind of a wrap-up.
Right.
That's really how I write mine.
We all have very different styles.
Yep.
What about you?
Oh, mine is normally just like a conversation. Like, I write my reviews like I'm, like, talking to somebody.
Like breaking it down.
Yep.
I'm breaking it down for you. All right. Do you guys believe the 360 has neared its graphical limit?
Mm.
I thought so a little bit until I saw Gears of War 2.
No.
Damn.
Yeah, here's my thing, is I might, if I hadn't lived through the NES and the Super NES, when everybody thought they had neared their graphical limit, and then people just pulled out crazy shit towards the end of the life cycle. Like, especially the NES, some of the graphics on the later NES games completely destroyed the early stuff. Super Nintendo, too. So, I learned from that to never judge a game system until the end of its life cycle.
Yeah. Well, I've also learned not to judge a game by its graphical prowess, either. Sodan for the Genesis is a great example. That probably the prettiest game to ever release on the Sega Genesis. It was a big piece of crap.
Right.
Which game?
Sword of Sodan.
Oh.
Ooh.
Sword of Sodan.
He walked like this.
Nice.
All right.
That was a sound effect. There you go.
He wants us to talk a lot about Fable 2. There's not really a lot to talk about right now.
At this point. I think it's going to be awesome, though, especially if it's full co-op and.
Yeah, but they need everything to announce you've online heard, co-op and not sit on the couch with your friends co-op. To.
That should be on the back of the box.
Stop it.
Did you say everything they promised you with Fable 1? Is that what you said?
Expect the third of
it. Oh, yeah. Nice.
He asked me why I changed my avatar, mostly because I'm preparation for the Dark Knight movie.
That and you're mourning Heath Ledger?
Yeah, and no. He changed his avatar too, actually.
Yeah, everybody changes. I changed mine once. This is only my second avatar, and everybody's like making a public statement about it. I'm like, okay. And talk of boot. Are you Canadian? That one really cool looking Wii game that was just announced. I forget its name. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I have no idea.
If he's talking about the one that kind of looks like No More Heroes, the black and white really violent.
Oh yeah,
game,
that's pretty cool looking.
That looks cool. I don't it know does. Much about it though.
It's going to be one of the WiiWare games, isn't it?
No, it's retail, I think.
No, I thought it was in the WiiWare.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I don't
stuff.
Know. All right. We'll do one more question because we don't want to end the thread because the thread's we're almost
right.
out. We're running out of room.
Really? Again?
And it's really warm. So
yeah.
We're trying
yeah,
to.
It is.
We're closing out. The last question comes from Da Halo Fiend. Why do male gamers get mad when getting pwned by a female gamer?
I don't either. But
hey,
I think
they can do it. More power to them.
I think a lot of them still have the complex where they feel like they're not a man.
Yeah,
if they
I
get
love,
beat by a woman.
Well,
what is
how
this, 1953?
In the real
for
world.
Some people.
Yeah, they rub it in.
In the real world?
Yeah.
I get beat
how
by
does
women
it feel
in the
to
real
be
world.
Beat
actually,
by
I think
a
it's
kind of
hot when you get beat by a chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Brooklyn at the from the what do you call it?
Oh, Ghost Recon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
What were the frag dolls.
The frag
yeah.
dolls,
oh, that
yeah.
was, I mean, basically, I mean, just quick story short on this one. Basically, she owns some guy, like three guys, like 10 kills to nothing. And a guy's like, oh, you're just, you got something programmed to this. You're kind of cheating or whatever like that. She stands up, says, get in the fucking my seat. I'll beat you from over there. I mean, it's just awesome. It's like the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, so.
This is, and you wonder why I said we were perverts earlier.
Yeah, well, she's gorgeous, though. She was gorgeous, though.
There's no reason to argue this.
Yeah. And confident.
I get my ass beat by everyone, so I don't give a shit.
There you go.
I don't.
You get beat down enough, you just don't care.
Yep, don't care.
Will Capcom ever bring back Rival Schools to an next-gen console?
No.
No. Which is so
it
sad.
It didn't even
yeah.
sell.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
They made a second one.
Did
Project
they?
Justice.
Yeah.
Project yeah, Justice. It was very bad.
I didn't know that.
And finally, if Killer Instinct ever comes to the Xbox 360, what character will each of the crew play as? This is going to test your knowledge if you remember any of their names besides Fulgore.
I usually use TJ Combo or Glacier.
There you go.
I was going to say Glacier.
Glacious.
Yes. Glacious. Glacious, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Same thing.
No, it's not.
I played it.
My bad.
I played
that's
it.
Like calling him Scorpio.
Right.
Glacier. It's ice, whatever.
I
ice
liked.
Man.
I played as Jago and Saberwolf.
I love Saberwolf.
Saberwolf.
Saberwolf
and,
was awesome.
Maya. You used Maya, didn't you, Terrence?
No. Shut up. The skeleton. I don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name either.
I liked him.
That was the one I don't remember.
He's on the freaking side of the cabinet.
Yeah, he's on the side of the cabinet.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, though. But
Skeletor?
No.
Same thing, isn't it?
That's his fucking name.
I can't remember
his name. How do we remember everybody but him?
I don't know.
Huh.
I am a Saberwolf player, though. I love Saberwolf.
Yeah,
TJ Combo, I did like to play as TJ Combo.
Call him Bonesy.
And Cinder. Cinder was like the exact opposite of Glacius.
Yeah.
I can't remember the bone guy's name. Mr. Bones from the Saturn.
Wow.
Who remembers that game?
Yeah,
that game was awesome.
It was awesome.
That was an awesome game. They need a sequel to that.
Them Bones from Alice in Chains.
Big old pile of ham bones.
I never played as Bee Orchid because I hated her.
Yeah. What was the other girl's name that they added to the 64 one?
Maya. That was the
yeah,
one
it was
he
Maya.
Was.
Maya?
Yeah.
Yeah. The 64 one sucked.
Yeah, it did.
Killer Instinct Gold.
Gold.
More like Killer Instinct Brown.
Wow.
It was terrible.
I can't remember that. I still can't remember the skeleton guy's name. We're going to get called out for that.
Post
it.
Just someone posted. Just whatever.
How you going to get him? Skeleton power.
I can't either. So if anyone...
Hey, man.
If anyone knows it, just tell us on the fucking forum.
Yeah, just tell us right now. Tell me.
Tell
yeah,
call
right
now.
Right
here's
now,
his number. You ready? Take this.
Call right now. Du-du-du-du-du. All right. But I think... Oh, we do. Come over. Come over here. You have to do this. We're closing the show out. We were so that
short
we were so
show
sad.
Today, man.
We were so sad.
We were trying to figure out how we're going to close the show out.
Say hello to everybody because he's coming in at the end of the show, so he didn't get the
He's like a rock star. He only comes in at the very end to deliver the line.
He's like
and
Axl
leaves.
Rose.
And
he doesn't show up for anymore. He's just like, I'll just come for my part, and then I'm leaving.
He's got to have a whole brandy
what's
glass
my line?
Of brown M&Ms before he'll go on.
So what's up, Gambus Khan?
Hey, not much.
So why didn't
How's
you make
going?
It to the show?
Were you visiting Snoozeland?
Did you sleep in?
I was in Mortal Kombat.
Ah.
Yeah, I was.
You were locked in Mortal Kombat.
I was locked in Mortal Kombat. The dude, he just wouldn't KO, man. He just, I mean, I was fighting for my life, man. And
2 hours.
Yeah, for 2 whole hours. And, yeah, I crawled up here, actually. I couldn't even
bloody
stand up. So I was crawling up here. I crawled, like, town away, so I've been crawling for about a good hour of that 2 hours of me just crawling. So
see, this show is complete now because Gambus Khan has told a Gambus Khan story.
Yeah,
we were so worried that the show would not be complete today without you.
Yeah,
here.
Read your thing on that.
Yeah, we read your story.
Yeah.
Online about Mr. Orbulus.
Yeah, and I cursed you for not being here to read it yourself.
Yes.
Oh man.
But yes, you will be back next week in full, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I don't run into any other problems between now and then.
Hey, next week might be round two. Fight.
That's true.
Totally.
Fight.
Mafia.
You don't have a headset still, so
nobody
can
hear you. All they heard just now was complete silence for like 20 seconds.
You see that little straight line? That was you.
Yeah, that was me.
All right. But we're going to get out of here. Continue to post the questions in the question thread, and we'll see how many more motherfuckers we can get in this room next week.
Won't be me.
I gotta
get ready for the wonderful GameStop Game Day sale.
Yes, which you notice I didn't mention any of the sales on our
exactly.
cheap ass. Yeah, because it's crap. Alright, but we're gonna get out of here. So Mr. Khan, if you would do your thing that everybody wants you to do.
The murder of Princess Di. The government was behind 9/11. Scientology's the new crime. It was created by men. The media's run by Jews. Paul McCartney is dead. What are lies and what
this podcast ain't 99 cents a minute.
What are you wearing, sailor?
Wow.
Does anybody know where you can find sailors?
Sailors, yeah.
Some sailors?
Fuck you. Fuck
I'm
y'all.
Looking for some sailors.
You and your Shenmue fashion.
Do you know anything about Lon the five voodoo?
Do you know the secret of the five voodoo?
If I heard him say voodoo one more time, killer. I was going to kill myself in the game.
Yeah.
Five voodoo?
I still would have liked to have finished that story to that game, though.
It's never going to finish.
I know.
Talking about it's coming to the Wii.
Wii!